Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning. I'm Todd Weinberner. It is time for the later edition of the Community Forum. And my guest this morning is the Regional Superintendent of Schools for Livingston, McLean, DeWitt, and Logan Counties in Central Illinois, Mark Gentry. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Todd. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing too bad. It's the first day of spring. It's supposed to be warm, so I'm feeling okay, in spite of the rain. We had some pretty heavy storms earlier this morning.
Yeah, I think we'll gladly take the rain in exchange for the warmer weather, which seems appropriate on the first day of spring and spring break for our Livingston County group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there is no spring break for you, unfortunately. We want to talk just a little bit about some of the things you've been keeping track of in terms of the legislature. And, of course, it seems like total gridlock in Springfield, but there are some things going on.
There are. There's quite a bit of renewed interest, I shouldn't say renewed, but just interest in general in helping those individuals that have not successfully completed high school gain their diploma or their high school equivalent, so your GED, if you will. And there are about three or four pieces of legislation that have been introduced this spring that are aiming to help people with that completion. There's one right now that would allow nonprofit groups to partner with the local educational region, such as ours, to offer opportunities to gain their high school credit, whatever they're short, in order to earn their high school diploma. There's a couple other bills that would entail the Community College Board facilitating a review of high school transcripts and potentially tying that to earning their GED or potentially their high school diploma through a transcript review and then determining what credits they're short in. What is unclear in a lot of this is how they're going to go about facilitating that, whether it means re-enrolling adults in high school directly, which I don't necessarily think is the case, but maybe providing alternative programming settings for them to turn those credits. And so all in all, these are good proposals in terms of trying to help individuals get that diploma or GED or high school equivalency. The last piece of legislation out there is actually looking to expand the types of alternative high school equivalency diplomas beyond GED and a couple of the others have been introduced. So at the end of the day, these are all designed to help individuals access post-secondary education and be a community college, trade schools, what have you, to help them, get a foothold with a skill set that they might have and be a productive member of society and gain some meaningful employment and getting on with life, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody knows it's a bit of a setback not to have that high school diploma. I guess the question that comes into my mind, Mark, is what problem is this solving? I know we've traditionally had GED programs and even preparation courses that people could take advantage of. Are people not taking advantage of those programs?
Some people are not taking advantage of those programs. And honestly, Todd, there are those individuals that are really, really wanting to have their high school diploma. It's a matter of pride, and in some cases you have individuals that are just a credit or two short and just didn't quite get over the goal line, as it were,
mm-hmm.
When they were in high school, and so they're looking for opportunities to do that, and so the GED is certainly a viable alternative, and in some cases the GED makes a lot of sense, especially for individuals that have not earned a lot of credits. And so, the amount of time and effort it would take in order to earn those credits when you're an adult who's been out of school for a while, that probably doesn't make a lot of sense. It makes much more sense for them to pursue their GED in order to have that equivalency diploma and be able to access, community college and trade schools and other related programming. Not to mention that many employers who currently employ individuals without a GED or a high school diploma increase their pay once they have achieved that. So, it's really, I think this whole thing is just looking at providing more and more options for individuals to attain their education.
We're talking with Mark Gentry this morning. He is the regional superintendent of schools for Livingston, McLean, DeWitt, and Logan counties. And you're absolutely right, Mark. It does sound like opportunities because without that high school diploma, as I say, I have one myself through some miracle of grace, but it's got to be very difficult because every application you fill out, whether it's for on-the-job training or anything else, talks about the highest level of education you've achieved.
It does. It does. And so it's whatever we can do to increase opportunities, I think, is a good thing. But so we'll see where these pieces of legislation go. None of them have actually been passed out of their respective houses yet, but a couple of them are out of committee, I think, and on their way to the floor.
Very good. Anything else we should talk about this morning as far as legislation or just things that are crossing your desk?
Well, you know, we're all kind of waiting to see what the future may hold on the budget. You know, you hear different rumblings of whether there will or won't be a full budget. Will there or won't there be a carve-out for K-12 like there was this current year? And then at the same time, I think we're waiting to see if they're actually going to change the funding formula. The School Funding Reform Commission issued their report back at the end of January with recommendations, which are largely modeled on the evidence-based model that Senator Berkman has introduced. A subsequent piece of legislation was introduced in the House shortly after that report was issued. So we'll see where it goes. There seems to be a lot of legislators who have signed on the House version, and we'll see if it gets any traction. But in the meantime, we're really, really concerned about what next year holds, regardless of what the funding formula is, whether it's our existing system for another year or a truly revamped one. At the end of the day, it does come down to are there dollars that are coming to our districts, and that's the biggest concern at this point.
Absolutely. Now, from what you've heard, Mark, if they do come up with this new funding formula, which, as you say, they've been talking about for some time, but if they come up with a plan, will that be implemented immediately? Will it be one day on one system and the next day on some new system, or will it be phased in?
You know, Todd, I think the longer it takes for it to actually get passed yet this year, I think the more likely it is that the enactment date will be for fiscal year 19, which would be July 1 of 2018. I just think there comes a point where it's not going to be practical for this coming year if it's late in the session, if people can't otherwise prepare for it. But that's not to say that they won't choose to enact it right away. But I guess my thought is they may choose to put that off for a year and go from there. But you know, if it gains traction here sooner rather than later, and it still could be in place for next year.
Are you hearing a lot of serious concern from the superintendents in your district, Mark? Obviously, they all stay in communication with you. Are they truly concerned about what might be happening to their school districts?
Yeah, they are. They're concerned because of the unknown. Again, it's dealing with the unknown, and I think it goes back to earlier conversations that we've had way back, is that at some point, you know, we'd really like to see a two-year budget cycle for education, for no other reason than we have some certainty, and that would be a rolling 2 years, so that we have some certainty over what revenues are going to be going forward. Because right now, districts are having to make decisions on teacher employment for next year, and by law, if they think there's the potential for a reduction in force because of the lack of money, they're having to issue those reduction of force notices to teachers, you know, this month. Mm-hmm. And some of it may just be purely through, you know, being fiscally responsible and really not wanting to, in fact, reduce their teaching force. But if you don't have the dollars and you have to make some cuts, that's where you look. And so, you know, there certainly is some concern.
Well, Mark, we're out of time, but as always, we appreciate you keeping us abreast of what's going on in what seems to be a never-ending round of negotiations in Springfield. But hopefully someday, as you say, we'll see some actual action, some actual legislation.
That's what we keep saying, Todd. Someday.
Okay. Mark Gentry is the Regional Superintendent of Schools for Livingston, McLean, DeWitt, and Logan counties. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm Todd Weinberner. This is Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.